This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the fourth part of a five-part series about electronic technology in the floor covering business, B2B technology. My guests are Pam Bowe, she's the Chief Executive Officer of the Bowe Company, and Aaron Perner, he's Chief Executive Officer of Cap Carpets. Both are co-presidents of the Floor Covering Business-to-Business Association, or FCB2B. Aaron, you had said as far as order entry in your retail stores, there would be 60-40. 60% are done through the system and the other are done with a fax or a phone call or something.
Yes.
When I'm wondering if a order is entered over the phone, then they have to go back in and enter it into the system as a B&B order, a B2B order, rather? I wonder if there are two systems here sometime.
What usually happens is the flooring specific software that's out there, it allows for you not to do only electronic commerce orders, and so you can still continue to order the way you want to. You can still fax an order and then key a PO into your system. You can still phone in an order, then key a PO in. But what I found is that where the most expensive mistakes occur, which for us the kind of things that happen are, the wrong product gets ordered. The wrong size gets ordered. It ships to the wrong location in one of our stores. Those kind of things primarily occur on the phone. I mean, that's the most problematic system there is that's out there. And the reason for that is people don't always hear what you're telling them, and people don't always communicate clearly what, you know, really needs to get done. So that's the most problematic method that's out there and the most mistake-ridden process. The second, which is a pretty good process, is faxing orders in. Because if you fax back confirmation status of the order, at least you have handwritten confirmation that you were supposed to get what you got. But not everybody handwrites very well, and you can't read their writing. And so, I mean, it's still a very problematic process. So, if you really want to do it the best way, you do it electronically. It's the least, and you're in control over what you're going to get because you're the one placing the order. I mean, it's not an interpretation issue anymore. Did I hear you right? Can I read your crappy handwriting? It comes right down to, it's going in as a, right into the electronic order process exactly as you placed it right out of your system. So it almost eliminates all errors other than the human intervention on the other side, the human intervention at trucking, and the human intervention when you take the goods and receive them into the company for shipment and delivery.
Uh-huh. Now, that was one of the positive features going into this, the fact that it would reduce human error, and it's really delivered as promised then?
Oh, I got to tell you, Dave, I mean, because we get an advanced shipping notice often, or even the order acknowledgement, if there's a mistake that happens, and here's where we catch it, is when we've done the worst process, which is phoned it in because we thought we didn't have time, which I would tell you that the response rate that you get back is somewhere between 6 and 10 seconds, which is pretty doggone fast, faster than you're going to get calling up Berth on the telephone and exchanging pleasantries.
Uh-huh.
The mistakes we see the most common is that what happens is it was either phoned or faxed in, and since we're getting the order confirmation and invoicing coming in electronically, we know before the goods even arrive whether we got the right stuff or not, and we're on the phone talking to the person that ordered under the most problematic method.
Uh-huh.
I would really love to see every single supplier we do business with be on FCB2B. I just don't see long-term it's the way it's going, and we need it because it's the best way.
And as you said before, if they don't, maybe if they get in a situation, they may get cut.
Yep. We're already seeing it in our company that we make value judgments who we want to do business with.
Interesting. And you and your counterparts around the country. Pam, the basic functions that this system handles, that I guess it was originally designed to handle from the onset, purchase orders, acknowledgments, shipping notices, I guess product catalog, and the others that you mentioned, all of these have been developed pretty much as planned and are operational at this point. Are there other functions that were added to the system once it got up and going other than the ones that you originally planned for?
Well, there are multiple functions that are available, or multiple documents that are available to be exchanged. Within the documents that are currently being exchanged, there has been additional functionality added to those documents so they're more broadly usable. The X12 standard, which is what B2B is an internationally used an applicable standard that's ANSI compliant. This past year, FCB2B joined an industry association called ASCX12, the Accredited Standards Committee. And as such, we have the benefit of being associated with that standards-bearing and developing body that controls all of these industries. Within those standards, whereas we only exchange 5 or 6 documents now, there are more than 315 documents available that we will be able to adopt, address as need be, but it expands really the reach of what we can do. But it's a lot of work to develop those and implement those. It's taken quite some time to just get these 5 in place, but they're in place. With the committee and the association as active as it has been, we're really starting to see the light of developing additional documents, enhancing the existing ones that we have, again, to enable the people who are using this technology to eliminate or lower their error rate, be more efficient, spend less time on the phone, at the computer, so they can spend more time on their business.
Uh-huh. And in terms of all the benefits that you mentioned, the saving time, saving money, eliminating errors, etc., that's pretty much produced as expected, I mean, as you had expected on the front end, or were there surprises there?
I think it's gone pretty much as expected. It's uh-huh. moving along well. Aaron, would you disagree?
Dave, I would tell you that I would agree with Pam. I think the surprise that I had is that initially when I got into this, I figured that this is an industry that eats their young, and we have a tendency to just do hydraulic action. We'll push on the other guy to cut our costs, and it'll basically pop out on their side and raise theirs, and vice versa. I figured there would be a lot more, nationalistic, I'm not sure the correct term for it, attitudes within it that would prohibit cooperation to really deliver a quality product. I'm just continually amazed by how well people are working together, and the speed of delivery, the how many people are adopting this technology. There are some of these companies that are logging on, many, many companies every week that are starting to turn up B2B. Now, the challenge is that they have to change. The surprises I think a lot of companies are having is that the business processes they frankly should be doing day-to-day when they go electronic, it forces them to even be more rigorous to go back and fix the way they do business. The fact is you want to get something, a PO, into the system before you place the order, so when the warehouse is ready to receive the goods in, or whoever does your receiving, that you can go find the PO, go receive it in, and make sure that the length, the width, the color, the size, all the things that are out there are there. And for those companies that operate out of a cigar box and don't drive their business processes at the correct speed, they really aren't even under consideration for FCB2B. But I think the thing I'm the most surprised by is the number of companies out there that already operate their businesses very efficiently. They've got the paper processes and the computer processes in place that allowed B2B to really be turned on very quickly within their organizations. And the appetite that the companies have to add suppliers right now, I'm just amazed how much pressure that these suppliers are getting right now. It's a routine thing on a regular basis that we get. Companies, you need to get in on this. Well, how do I do that? And then the process that they have to go through for it. I'm just amazed by it. It really is going much quicker than I thought it would.
Uh-huh. So then, is it fair to say that buyers and sellers, people on both sides in this business, have pretty much saved money, saved time, and improved their operations across the board by doing this? I'm sure there's varying degrees, but pretty much to the company, they've had all these benefits, would you say?
Oh, I think what happens, Dave, is they get some and they want more. Until we get to the point where we've got 100% integration with all of our suppliers and everything is just perfect, what you're going to have is within the organization, you give them a taste of it and they get hungry for it. They just want more and more of it. So I don't think there's a satisfied feeling yet within any company out there where FCB2B is at, but I think they would all tell you if you asked them, you know, can I take that away from you? No, can I have your firstborn?
Were there benefits to this system that were unforeseen on the front end?
Oh, well, let me answer that one. I think that one of the biggest benefits, I work a lot with end users. I work a lot with implementation and basically, again, a user interface, okay?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I think is a terrific benefit to this is the rapid access to information, whether it's current or historical information. And I'll kind of throw an example out there. With the onset of the Internet and the way we expect information today, we all know or we expect to be able to get instant answers to our questions. And in most cases, we expect that the people that we contact are going to be able to satisfy our questions, our requests, instantly. But let's say that you are someone who is calling up your dealership, okay? This is your flooring retailer that 4 years ago, you're a designer and you did this wonderful home, and unfortunately, there was an accident during a lovely holiday party and they ruined a large expanse of flooring. And the person who you're working with, the designer, is calling you saying, I need to know exactly what was installed. I need to know how quickly we can have it replaced. I need to know right now. Can you answer that for me? If you have your records stored electronically and you can access them, the person on the other end of the line can immediately provide that information to the person who needs it, that's asking for it. If you don't use a way digitally or electronically to keep those records, what do you have to do? Let's say it happened 3 years ago. I'm pretty sure that job file is not right next to the customer service person's desk. They have to put down the phone, go get it, drag through the file. Hopefully, the jacket has that information in it, but there's a good chance it's not in it, or if it's more recent, it's on someone else's desk. That's a big unseen benefit.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Rapid delivery of information to your customers because it's stored electronically.
This is going to wrap up the fourth part of a five-part conversation talking about electronic technology in the floor covering business, B2B technology. My guest for this conversation, Pam Bowe, she's the Chief Executive Officer of the Bowe Company, and Aaron Perner, he's the CEO of Cap Carpets. Both are co-presidents of the Floor Covering Business-to-Business Association, or FCB2B. We'll air the fifth and final part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.